Indonesia.
Cinta sejati yang memberi ketenangan hati. Sampai kapan ku harus menanti kau pergi dan mungkin takkan kembali.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy.
Kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat, pertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun I'm
city size reaches 102.47 square kilometers, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road on Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language, with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake? The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? Belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the Head of Information Section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Ikan belida itu ikan yang nomor satu.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
Thank you.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creator, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely be meaning to have, and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, belida fish has a medium size. Maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales there are white circles like black balls surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say, if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that belida fish is rare and hard to get, so it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Fishni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido, fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
People think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from belida fish to gabus fish. Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari belida
to me, Gabus fish is more delicious than Balida fish.
Balida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hold Balida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Balida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Balida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Balida.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
A listener, here is quote of the day. The truth is not decided by how many people who believe in it. A quote from K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Listener, K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta. K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan was also the founder of an Islamic organization called Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia from manpower and equal education, health, and even faith. K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. And listener, that's quote of the day.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. We'll be right back.
You're listening to a song by Natural called Sorry. The song was released back in 2005. And apparently, it is about someone who has been disappointed in somebody else. And the cause is, well, differences in their view. By the way, talking about views, the whole world is a little bit polarizing about the existence of electric vehicle. Some people believe that EV is the future for a cleaner tomorrow, but some people are a little bit skeptic whether EV can really bring the world a little bit better. And apparently we can say that whichever position that you are talking or you are taking, EV is still an effort to make a cleaner world. But how can it stay green? What can be done to make EV really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, the executive director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said in an interview this morning.
We talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look in the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that use for the car itself, which is we don't see it in a big city like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the moment in Asia, they'll have a 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries, then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
And for the whole conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, the executive director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, you can check our YouTube channel, VOI Official, and of course our application, RRI Digital. More from Indonesia is still coming up next, so stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Aku berserah, semakin malam, semakin lirih, suara terdengar, mengapa dunia tak adil? Luka yang basah, masih terasa. Thank you.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
So ketimbang yang terhalang kepastian cinta.
Listening to Leto with Permintaan Hati or The Heart's Demand. And apparently, the song has double meaning. The first one is about someone longing for somebody else, but the other one is quite really just somebody longing for his God. Listener, here is the news. President Prabowo Subianto is sure that the alleged corruption case involving senior officials at the state-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina will be dealt with firmly. The president made the statement when asked by reporters after the inauguration of Bank Emas Indonesia, the Indonesian Bullion Bank in Jakarta on Wednesday. He stated that law enforcement officials are currently investigating the case, and the president emphasized that his administration would continue to defend people's interests. The National Nutrition Agency ensured that the free nutritious meal program for pregnant women will continue throughout the fasting month of Ramadan. This aims to guarantee pregnant women receive adequate nutritional intake even while fasting. The head of National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, in a conversation with Pro3 Radio on Wednesday, said that the agency will adjust the delivery schedule so that the food can be consumed at sahur or iftar time, so that the pregnant women can still maintain nutritional balance despite fasting. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.